Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Boy, this is one of those slow mornings for me. My computer did not wake up on time, and it took me like about three times as long to try to get signed on here this morning. So I apologize. We're running just a few seconds behind here, but we made it on. It's Monday morning. This is Casey with Birth Cards at Psychics Gone Wild. Our morning stuff goes something like, to get a hold of Psychic Jethro is www.jethrosmith.net. He can also be reached at psychicjethro@aol.com or jethropsychic@gmail.com or to phone him is 928-284-0437. Let's see, I'm getting the chat launched up here. And waiting for Psychic Chef to call in. He probably called in and I missed him, so I'm going to hope that he's going to call back in here. See how this works this morning. Good morning, Peter. How
are
you doing?
Good morning. I've got music playing in the back for some reason.
Yeah, you had to start the music. It's like I shut that one off there. Oh, it was a slow morning for me starting up. I should say my computer needs coffee in the morning.
I can appreciate it. Oh, hang on. Well, I might have a pull this thing down so you can hear me.
Oh, there you go.
I still had the mic above my head.
Oh. There you go. Well, as far as I can tell, it's you and me this morning. And it's like, we don't have anybody in the queue yet, but it's Monday morning. I guess if everybody else's computer's malfunctioned the way mine did, it took me almost 15 minutes to get signed on and in the room this morning.
You still made it.
That's what I get for having antique equipment.
Oh, all our equipment's antique. Make no mistake about it.
Well, I was going to say, it's like I didn't actually, it appears to be you and me, and we don't even have anybody in chat room yet this morning, but stand here and you and I can chat a bit, so I'm just going to ask.
That's right, I don't even have a chat room running here, as I can see.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, I was going to ask. I didn't get a chance to send Reiki until it would have been about. Well, let's see. It was about. Oh, I don't know what time it was. My time. I figured it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Your time. Did you get anything?
It was all good.
What's that?
No, it was all good. My knees were all better. Strange enough, it's not so much my knees hurting as I run the nerve that runs down underneath, just think of like your hamstring, the main nerve that runs down the leg to your toes.
Right.
Gets this hot pain that goes all the way through it.
Wow.
Just on one leg.
Oh, just on one, not on both?
Because what it is my left leg, my right knee is stuck because not only do I have no cartilage on the inside of the knee, I have the ligament, two of the ligaments are broken.
An old
ice skating accident.
Ice skating accident. Oh, wow.
That's all good. You get used to it.
Yeah, right.
It becomes a hobby.
Well, I was going to say my cousin never did. It's like she ended up with two brand new metallic knees, and it's like she's kind of... I don't know. She's had them for, I think, about 3 years. And it's like, and she's still not used to them. It's like she's, you know, she's still kind of, she said the sharp pain has been placed with replaced with a dull aching pain all the time.
She said, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah. You know, it was like supposed to make it so she was more mobile in this and that. And it's like, just, you know, just didn't quite do what the surgeon had told her it was going to. She's kind of going, yeah, I'm not so sure I would have traded this for the other one. The other one I knew what to expect and I knew how to deal with it. It's like, this stuff now is metallic and it doesn't respond to anything else I do to it. It's like going, yeah, that's a drag. So she's actually...
Yeah, that's the issue I'm thinking about too, because as a working chef, yeah, I've still got 10, 15 years of work in me, so I wonder
exactly.
about that myself.
Yeah. And right now, I mean, she's to the point where, because, you know, she was a working lady, too, for, like, years and years and really, you know, active and up and this and that. And it's like, now all of a sudden she's just benched. She's just like, you know, not functional there. Hey, Tris is in the room here with us this morning. Anyway.
Oh, hi, Tris.
Yeah. Well, golly. So far, not else. But, yeah, I don't know. And she's currently working on getting, disability because she can't get up and work. And it's like, it's driving her buggy. So she was going, yeah, if I had to do this again, I might just have waited. So... Anyway, that's what I was kind of wondering. It's like, A, did you receive anything that I sent? Because I was sitting there trying to figure out which direction you were for me.
Oh, it doesn't matter about direction. As you send it, it'll go to where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, okay.
I do a tremendous amount of distant healing.
Do you? Okay. Yeah, I haven't done a whole lot of that. It's like I mostly worked on people that were like, you know, in the same room. I'm going to say The most person I did at a distance was my eldest son. Waited until he was over in Afghanistan, and he hurt both his knees, and then he called me. It's like he would never let me work my hoodoo voodoo on him while he was stateside.
Yes.
But he gets over there in the war zone, and he goes, calls me, and he says, Mom, you know that stuff you do? I was like, uh-huh. He says, do you think he could fix my knees? I said, well, about time. Thank you for being halfway across the world for doing this. So he says, yeah, I know. But it was at that point in time, they were all getting, what was it, about once every 5 weeks, they were getting phone calls from satellite phones and stuff. So he said, well, would you please just work on me? I was like, sure, I'll work on you. So... worked on him pretty faithfully there, pretty much every day, sometimes multiple times a day, whatever, just sent bits and pieces. And by the time he called back, he goes, you know, he says, whatever you did there, it's like I've got one knee back 100%. The other, he says, not quite all, you know, so they say like 98%, because at that point in time, he was like what he called being a pack mule. He was toting like 100-pound packs up and down the hills for the group. I was like, all righty then. So he was kind of, he says, would you work on me a little bit more? I was like, no problem. So I know it can go to a distance because I had no idea where he was at. But you're right, it does go. Well, I guess I'm going to type into my callers here. It's like, how to have you get on into chat. Okay, I was going to say, does anyone want to call in this morning and get
Victor,
a
we need victims.
reading and get a reading. Let's see. Oh, there she did. Okay, Tristan called in. All right, let's see what she's got to say here this morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How is everybody?
Hi, Tristan. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Chef. Kelly, how you feeling?
Ah. Pooped. We made the first leg of it, and it's like got to Idaho, turned back around, came back. We're back in Colorado. After I get done this morning, it's like I'm putting more stuff on the trailer, and then going down about another 100 miles or so down the road to pick up more stuff, and then we're coming back up here, and then we're going to head out tomorrow for another 950-mile journey.
Oh, thank God.
Except this time I won't be as, like, you know, and what was really funny, it's like I went to Ron's show last night, and he said I gave him bad tire karma because he ran over a porcupine or something and got stuff in his sidewalls, and he had to buy two new tires. And I said,
no.
It wasn't me. I did not do that. It's like, I bought these used tires. In fact, one of them sprung a leak before I even got out of town, and it's like, went to the tire shop, and they fixed it for me.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was entertaining, but it's taken us there, it's taken us back, and it's going to have to take us back again. I'm like, going, it just feels like we're traveling through molasses. Instead of my usual time warp wormhole that I just usually go, you know, it's like, I laugh about Star Trek because that's usually how I do travel. Man, not this time. It's like, it is like plodding through the swamp, you know, with the alligator snap, and I'm like going, what is this?
That's a bit crazy.
It has been. Anyway, did you have a question for Chef this morning?
Sure. Chef, when do you see me having a relationship that's solid?
That's solid? Oh, it makes it even harder.
It's solid. Tell He's made of wood.
Whitney,
no.
Anyway. I don't know. Maybe lava.
I'm sorry,
I say, Chef, you're bubbling on us, man. You just went to that undersea underworld kingdom there. It's like, and you sound like you got water bubbles.
Oh, that happened at the last show.
Oh, there we go.
It happens. I mean, I'm on Skype, so
okay.
I look more like Homer Simpson. So I suppose you could say I'm a bit more unsolid than wood.
There we go.
How we're going to do this? What I'm going to do? I want to have a look at your hand. So you're going to perform me. I want to look at your right hand. Hold palm up towards. Now, I want you to look down to the left side of your right hand, from where your pinky joins the hand, to where the big long line that cuts from left to right across your hand, that goes nearly all the way across your hand. Just that little space between the big long line and your pinky. So in that gap, you'll see probably two little half inch horizontal lines.
Okay.
Now, can you see any little lines?
I'm sorry.
Okay, let's try this again. Look below your pinky on the side of your right hand.
Yes.
Between where your pinky joins your right hand, so below where your pinky joins, and just before big line that comes from left to right across your hand is, there should be some little half inch line, little half inch horizontal line. Do you have any in that little gap?
Yes.
Okay, what does that look like?
It looks like a V.
Does it come with a straight line that forms into a V?
Pretty much so.
Okay, and how many lines are there? Is it just the one, or is there a couple?
Well, there's one on the far left, on the real far left, and then there's the V.
So is the V the first one, or is the V the second one? So what I want to know is the V the one that's closest, the big long line towards your heart line, your line of heart? So is the V next to your line of heart, or is it next to your pinky?
The first line is closest to the outer edge of my hand, and then the V is more inward in between the pinky and going to the next finger.
Okay, I'll probably explain it better to you. See, what we're doing is a little bit of palmistry, because the little area I'm talking about, it's always written in stone about your relationships.
Okay.
So to give you some idea, if I look at my right hand and I look the left side of my right hand, just directly below my pinky, but still pretty well on the side of my hand, I have just one line. It's my wife. I'll always be be with the one person, like no other relationships ever, that they're ever going to show up. So, on your hand, you would have a couple of little lines there. There's two little horizontal lines.
Yeah, I do. I turned the light on, sorry.
That helps. Now, I need to know what they look like. There should be one down close to the heart line, and there should be one just below your pinky. I'm pretty sure you've only got two.
You know, this is a really awkward position to try and look at this.
Okay. Well, look at it this way. Are there two lines?
I see one. Two lines, yes. Two lines.
Okay, now, what's your age?
47.
All right. Long and involved, isn't it? This is where we insert elevator music.
It's probably really hard when you can't actually see it. It's like, it's too bad she doesn't have that video cam thing. She just hold her hand up in front of the video cam for you.
She's got two lines there. I've reasonably what they look like. I just had to make sure with the confirmation. Your last relationship would have been roughly back about 32, 35, maybe around 30. Would that be right?
That's when it ended.
Yeah. And ended up with a breakup, as in you broke your separate ways.
Yeah, we went our separate ways.
And was there an affair involved?
Yes, there was.
Okay, I got the right line then. Don't need to say anything. Here's how it goes. We're bozo. You want to know what it's missed out on. Because I know what he missed out on. Roughly now that, so us talking about the lines on your hand, that line closest to your heart line, that was the buff head. The reason why it's V is because you split up because there was an affair. The V represents the affair. The line, the one closest to your pinky, that's the guy that's coming now. Now, that line's pretty straight, isn't it? It doesn't go down at all, does it?
On the side of my hand, it looks pretty deep and it's straight down.
Curving down?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay. Is it just curving up, curving down, going straight ahead?
It's about a quarter inch long, and it's sort of deep. When I put my pinky out to the side, it's a definite mark.
Okay, that's good. Here's how it goes. Rough now, between now, as in you could walk out the door tomorrow and bump into this guy, depending on your action forward, between now and no more than 3 years, you're going to be in a committed relationship. That relationship is going to... Ooh, okay. How tall are you, Tris?
5'7".
Wow. I'm going to go into a two-way conversation. Just ignore what's going on with me, okay? So why that, gang? Why are you showing me that? What's that? Oh, okay. No, you can't have coffee yet. You got to wait. All right. my gang has started up. They didn't get the coffee this morning, so they're whinging to me. Guys, they whinge all the time. I don't know what you do with them. They wanted Brad Pitt. They got me. they got them. Okay. Roughly, so what I'm saying to you is now is that 3 years is when you'll finally, you'll stop and go, oh my God, I'm in this relationship. We're talking about the intimate moment. We're not talking about the point of intimacy. So we're not talking about sex. We're talking about when you absolutely, honestly feel like nothing will ever change the relationship you're in. That's the intimate moment. It's going to start roughly, if I was to be a betting man, I would say looking at about 6-7 months from now, is the impression I've got. I do believe you already know this person. I'll give you the description that's coming from my head at the moment. He's roughly about 1.5 to 2 inches taller than you. He has brown hair. It looked like short, or it's short on top, maybe ever so slight longer part of the ear down the side. It's a dark brown or a sandy brown. It's not blonde and it's not black. He's an outdoorsy sort of guy. They're showing me him standing with mountains in the background and pine trees, and the sun's coming over their head. So they wanted to show this to me so that it makes more sense about the sort of person he is. If I were to say anything, I would say that he's possibly Canadian, or he isn't a resident of America. Not that he comes from the bloody Rockies, but that whole thing tends to lead towards Canada. There's a foreignality to his voice. There's an accent there, but I can't recognise what the accent is. And he's pretty reasonably athletic. I would say, as a guess, he's probably about 2.5-3 years older than you, not younger. There we go.
Okay, thank you. It was really. I picked up the last part, but it was really hard to hear you in the beginning part. I don't know if you noticed that, Kelly.
Yeah, it was. That's what I was saying. It sounded like he was talking
in a bubble
under the sea. Yeah,
that's the unfortunate part of Skype.
But what do you expect, man? He's a continent down under. Gee.
Exactly right. So you see this person in the next 6 months coming?
Yeah, you're going to encounter him again in roughly about 6 months' time. But like I said, it could be, this is all about action forward. You could bump into him tomorrow and start, or you'll bump into him roughly 6 months' time and start. It doesn't really matter when. I'm always very careful about the start point, because if I turn the average person, the average pleb, and go, well, look, you know, in 6 months' time, you're going to be in a relationship. They'll wait until 6 months' time and wonder
where the
guy is. And you'd be surprised how many people do that. And you kind of go, what? Are you stupid? What do you miss here?
What you miss in the meantime, is that it? In other words, they're supposed to be out car shopping, and it's like, instead of starting to car shop, she's supposed to start car shopping today.
Okay. And it's so easy, too. Look, you know, you step outside, you're down the groceries. You're walking down the aisle, you're looking at the baby. You don't see the guy walking up the aisle, looked you up and looked you down, going, my God, that's the best thing since sliced bread. How do I meet her? And you see, most times, that's all it is. But because you didn't go out and go shopping, you sat next to the phone waiting for this guy to show up, or by the front door, you've missed that timeline. Therefore, you're going to go straight on to the next one.
Right. It makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it does.
So, Tristan, you got to go out and go grocery shopping. You always manage to attract those guys. They follow you around. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. So, I guess I need to go grocery shopping.
Actually,
those guys follow her up and down
the
vegetable aisle.
I'll use you for an experiment for something else.
Okay.
Here's how it goes. I have a particular theory about relationships and how the starting part of the relationships are, and how historically people fall back into their old things. And I'll show you what I mean. I talked to a lady the other day, and she was complaining to me that she always seems to pick up the same guys all the time. So I go, okay, so let's stop. Why are you picking up the same guys all the time? Because you choose to. Why do you choose to? Because the same thing gets said. The same actions occur, the same moves, the same looks. Do you understand what I mean? Each person produces the same sort of thing to you because that's what you recognize. Therefore, it feels safe despite the fact it isn't safe. You don't want to go back that way, but you do because they're saying the same things. Oh, you've got gorgeous eyes, you've got beautiful hair, I love your dress. Tell me more about yourself, you know, all the little things that you might hear. So what I get people to do is, if you don't want to be in that same sort of relationship, I tell them, sit down and write out the moves that normally happen to you when you go dating. What does the person say to you? What's their first move? What's their second move? What do they comment about? And then write down your response. And then you'll see exactly what you do that you don't want to do and what you hear that you don't want to be involved in anymore.
That makes sense. That's a lot of common sense right there.
So that's a work in progress, because I'm trying to get as many people to do it as possible, to break out of this hoodoo that they do all the time.
Yeah, all the hootenanny that they do on themselves and then wonder why they're in a bad relationship.
True story.
That is.
Well, Tristan, thank you for being our first person. We got some other people that called in shortly after you did, and it's like...
no problem.
You hang out with us here, it's like...
sure thing.
All righty.
Thank you, Shaz.
Yeah, thank you.
My absolute pleasure.
That was pretty
pleasure.
Cool. I didn't know you could do palm reading like over the phone without like seeing the hand. That's pretty cool.
Oh, for the relationship part of it, you don't need to see the hand. It's usually pretty well a done deal. All I need to know is what the lines look like and how many, and then I'm done. By the time I get to that point, I've already got visually into a hand like.
He's a man of many gifts.
And Sebrita's in, and she goes, Sebrita's actually typing us this morning. She says, we're killing her. She says, what time is it in Australia? Chef, I'll let you take that one. What time is it down there? 10-something?
It is 10:28 p.m.
It's 12
p.m.
hours. 12 hours ahead of us.
I want you to say, I'm not actually psychic. I simply live in the future.
Wow. Alrighty. Okay, that made her laugh. Okay. Alrighty. Well, we're going to take
Kelly.
Our next call.
Thank you, Chef.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Okay, our next caller is from area code 705. Thank you for calling in this morning. You're in Psychics Gone Wild, and we have Psychic Chef and Casey with birth cards this morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Who are we talking to?
I'm Marcia from Canada.
From Canada. All righty.
Yes.
Sounds good. Well, would you like, you can kind of double dip this morning. You can have both of us look at you or one or the other. It's like Psychic Chef does a little bit different things. I'm just a card reader. It's like, but he does other stuff. It's like, I didn't know you could read palms on the phone. So it's like, that's what he just got done doing with Tristan there.
Whatever comes through for me, that's what's meant to come through. So I'm phoning in today. I'm not usually online at this time, so I thought it was pretty coincidental when I checked on Blog Talk and there it was, and I thought, yes, go on. So
go on.
Here I am.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will have you give me your Mustang year because that's what I need to run some stuff. But it's like, while I'm running that, I will have Chef talk to you. So
okay.
What's your Mustang year?
March 10th, 59.
10th of 59. Okay, sounds good. All right, I'm running my stuff. Chef, what you getting for?
Cool. So, Marsha, I'm going to get the use and abuse you, then hand you back. I can do my evil laugh. Tell me, Marsha, what's the most burning question in your mind, Marsha? I want the real question, the thing that you want to know about, not all the bullshit that goes with it.
That.
Yes.
Publishing.
You publishing?
I have a lot of writing, about 20 years worth of writing, spiritual writing that I've did. And I've dreamt about it, was guided to write that, dreamt even the title of the book. And it was a very, very deep time. And I'm kind of, you know, that was 15 years ago. And now I'm kind of discouraged to tell you the truth. So, publishing. How to go about that?
Okay, so. Now, for starters, you know you're going to be successful, right?
Apparently.
Yes. So that's a done deal. I don't need to do anything else other than tell you that it's a done deal. There's no two ways about it. Books are going to get published. You're going to write another book soon after this one finally gets all your little bits and pieces get going. It's all going to work out fine. Time for that is here roughly about halfway through next year for you to get all the processes in place, find the people that you want to publish the book, to do the marketing and all that sort of stuff. You're going to be a little busy with all that sort of stuff because not like all these sort of things that go on publishing, there's no such thing as a nice, easy road to success and all right Harry Potter. So you've got good space what you want to do and everything else like that, and it can be great. So what I want to do is sit down and use your guides and your angels to bring you the people that you need to do, ask for their assistance. Something as simple as, provide me with the resources and the people to allow me to get my book to press.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll all fall into place. Because they're waiting for you to ask. You ask some questions, but you don't ask a lot of questions of them. You don't ask a lot of help from your guides, I gather.
No. I do when I need that. I ask for direction. But I mostly pray for other people.
So here's what I want you to do. Lean your head ever so slightly forward. Now,
mm-hmm.
take your right hand, bring it around to the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, smack the back of your head for me. Because they can't do it, so you're going to have to do it for yourself. You need to smack yourself in the back of the head because they want to smack you, and they can't because they can't. They play with the lights in your house. They pitch your car keys every now and then. But you know what? You need to understand that they're there to help you, and they can only help you if you ask them for help, and you need to ask a hell of a lot more than what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're frustrated. And they're complaining to my guys. They complain to them, then my guys complain to me. And then I got to smack them across the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
For whining like little girls in the first place. Yes, I know. They'll get their coffee later. So all that's going to be fine. But it's going to be a little bit of ordeal. You're going to get a few knockbacks. Don't be surprised that, you know, don't fall for this whole thing. Oh, I've done a book. First publisher that's going to get it is going to go, oh, absolutely wonderful. The thing I always tell everybody is always remember that that Colonel Sanders got 1,000 no's before someone bought his recipe.
Yeah.
So now I'm not saying you're going to get 1,000 no's, but you're going to get a few.
This has been about 10 years now. It was a pretty powerful dream, and I had already been speaking on radio and things like that. But this one was something else. It's to do with women and spiritual recovery of the self. And I have been writing it and writing this poetry and writing these writings and having these very strong dreams and visions. And I have that gift where people come who are passed on, and I can see, you know, pass by a house and go, oh, there's somebody
else
who lives there.
Wow.
So
I was going to say, so in the physical world, it's like, have you looked at last ditch is always self-publishing. It's like,
mm-hmm.
I know that there's places where, you know, you lay out $1,200 and they will publish your book. And then it's up to you to market and all that stuff. I know a school teacher that did that exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Psychic Jethro. They had a heck of a time trying to get their book published, and they went through several publishers before they finally got, you know, like you say, like Psychic Chef said, they went through a lot of no's before they finally got a yes. That's
I think a part of one of the spiritual beings who came, the one who came in the dream gave me the title, gave me what the cover looks like, and it was at a time when I was raising my daughters alone. The last one was just growing up and was about 8 months away from moving out, and it was a very, very, very deep and hard time. And I was praying, you know, are you guys there? Do you know what you're doing? And
they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Well,
question,
I was
happy. You know what they're doing.
And in came about 3:00 in the morning. I woke up and I was sitting with this man and realized it was Jesus. And, you know, I had traveled and met people from all cultures. I had went and spent time with the Buddhists, went and lived with the native people, did all kinds of things. So, you know, I'm not particularly, I would consider myself more universal than I would like a spiritual person rather than Christian-based. And although I do totally honor Jesus. And he was the one who came in and said, oh, yes, you're writing a book. And I'm like, what? You know, then he gave me the title, gave me the reasons why I was writing it. Was there's so many women who have walked through so many things just like myself, and that women need to, young women who are struggling and on their own need to hear my voice, and they need to know that he is with them.
Cool.
He's always with them.
And with you too.
And never leaves them.
Right.
And then went on to explain, you know, what that meant and how I'm to share my journey and all the different things that happened were actually sent by those in the other realm to help me. And I was like, I couldn't stop crying, you know, while I was listening to him. And then the dream ended. This is the first time I talked openly about what my book is like in that way.
Cool.
So,
well, thanks for letting us be the first to know. It's like, yeah, because that's a lot of times what we do and stuff is promote, and it's like, this sounds really cool. It sounds like something that ought to be out there.
I think there's a little bit of nervousness of, you know, because it was a long time ago, just what was I saying? You know, so many things change. So many things take place in life. You can be compounded with disappointments, you know, and that could be a part of it. Now I'm a grandmother of soon to be 10.
Wow.
So that was a little while ago.
Well, I was going to say, do we, this is one of those, like, Chef, are you picking up any, like, you know, particular name of maybe a publisher or something like that for her, or direction?
No, I'm just having a dig myself to see what I can see.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I honestly don't think you're going to have to self-publish. That's one thing I will tell you. I mean, you're not in a position to self-publish anyway, I can see that. But there is a publisher out there. If I was to pull a number out of the sky, I would say it'd be... I do believe by the time you get the third publishing house that you try, it will work for you. What I can show you is that I do believe that the publishing house has two names, as in such and like, say, like Johnson & Johnson or something and Sons, or they're showing me two people as well, the two names as house.
Okay.
Cool. Alrighty. Does that help us?
All right. Thank you.
Alrighty, well, thank you for finding us and listening in this morning. It's like if you click follow, it's like we're here 7 days a week, and we'd like to know how you're, you know, how things go along. So it's like, you know, please call back in and kind of keep us updated on how things are going, because, you know, when you get that book out in hardcover or softcover, whichever, it's like I'd like to know how it is, and might have you come on and visit a little bit with us on the show about what it is and how people can get it. So. Keep us updated, please.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you for calling.
I have to listen by phone. My internet connection doesn't, where I live, it's remote.
Yeah.
So it doesn't come in quite clear.
Aha. Gotcha. Yep, I'm sort of in the same position myself. I have to do a combination of computer and phone to be on here myself, so I understand that one. But like I say, we are on 7 days a week, and... the number is the same, that 773-897-6461. And a lot of times if you just call in, it'll give you the hours till the show is on. And
okay,
like,
great.
I'll calculate from that. So, all righty. Well, thank you for calling in so much.
Thank you both.
You bet.
Thank you very much, right?
All righty. And we have several folks waiting here. We have area code next is 646. Has been very patient with us this morning. Good morning. You're... live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild. We have Chef, Psychic Chef and Casey Birthcarts.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Who are we talking to this morning?
This is Christina.
Christina, hello.
Hi, I was wondering, when do you see a new job opportunity coming my way?
New job opportunity. Watch my phone go. Messed up. New job opportunity. Okay, let's see. I need to get your birth date here to figure out anything. And while I'm looking that up, it's like we'll have Chef talk to you and let him kind of meditate a little bit while I'm looking your birth card information up. What's your month, day, and year?
Sorry, can I not get that over the air?
Oh, okay. Are you in chat?
No.
No. Darn. Okay. Okay, I'm Chef. This is all yours.
It's all good.
Sorry.
No. Okay. What I want to know is, what's the job that you want to do?
Something that's completely different from what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. What's the real job you want to do?
Something in the healthcare field.
Is there a specific thing in the healthcare field that you wanted to do?
Yes.
Okay. What is it?
Just whatever the opportunities present themselves.
Did you go to Curious Listeners show this morning?
I'm sorry?
Did you go to Curious Listeners show this morning?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, then I can't help you. I've already given you the same reading.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were
the same person. I'm the same person. I'd love to help you, but I can't. I've already given you the same answer.
No problem. Sorry, I didn't know he was the same person. Sorry about that.
Ah, so good.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right. But thank you, though.
Okay. We are on seven days a week. It's like come back on different days. It's like I know Chef and I are on, well, let's see, for this morning I'm on. It's like Chef is usually on Monday mornings, and then Psychic Jethro is on different days of the week, and it's like check back in, and you know we have different readers different days.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty, well thank you for calling.
Thanks, Christy.
Alrighty, and let's see, we have we have an endless circle going on here. Okay, there we go. Now we have 631, which I believe Rita, is that you?
Yes, hi Kelly. Oh,
hey,
my God, how are you?
Well, let's see. I've made the first trip out and back, and it's like we're getting ready to, after I do the show this morning, it's like we're breaking all the computers down, and we're going to be heading up the road to Idaho tomorrow after we get everything loaded and tarped on.
Oh, boy.
One more 950-mile trip. It's Yahoo.
Oh, Kelly. I feel for you. Yes, I've been tracking you. Jethro's been keeping me posted about your whereabouts on a pretty much daily basis. You know, I always ask about you. Yeah. Yep. I've always been asking about you and praying
Thank
for
you.
Your safety. Yes. I missed you greatly.
Oh, well, thank you. How you been doing? How's your gardening and walking going?
Oh, boy. You know, not so much. It hasn't really been going on this last week. I had put my stuff aside for my sister, who was going through a lot of trouble, and she's been talking to somebody else on a different show. And but I mean, I was going out to dinners with her. She's just like done these pop-in things, you know, where she just shows up out of the blue because she needed, you know, sisterly assistance.
Right.
So yeah, I'm getting out of the house, but in a different way.
Right.
And a good way, because she's doing better right now.
You're reconnecting with family, which is really cool.
Yeah. She's doing something really different in her life for the first time. She's standing up for herself and doing different things like that. So
good.
I've been giving her emotional support. I did feel, I did have like a couple of crazy things happen since I spoke with you last. Now, I don't know what's been going on right now. Since we had that fire eclipse, have I talked to you since then, Kelly? I don't think so.
On the 20th? No, I've been kind of off the airwaves and
okay, let me tell you what's been going on.
I've been not in cyberspace. I've been in real space.
let me tell you what's been going on the airwaves since that fiery eclipse on Blog Talk Radio in general. A lot of the psychics weren't doing their shows, and it's that's still happening. Like, they just, their shows come on and they never sign in.
Oh, no.
The ones that are coming on and signing in, there have been a lot of technical difficulties, weird voices and stuff. And I have been sweating profusely. It was kind of like, once that fiery eclipse came in, and I'm in New York, so I didn't get to see it, but I got to feel all of the burning away. And what it did was... it brought up all of this old negative cobwebby energy that you didn't even think when you go into your subconscious levels, like you weren't even aware that it was there, and all of a sudden all these memories of my marriage, my ex-husband, like that stuff was put to bed. I thought it was gone. That stuff came up, little childhood things came up, and basically even Jethro had stuff coming up. Everybody I've been talking to has had stuff coming up because of this fiery eclipse, and I'm still like sweating it out of my system and my pores. So I've been cleaning the chakras every day, taking herbal baths, keeping myself grounded. But I'm noticing everybody around me, even the people that aren't really aware of what's going on, being really snappy and snippy.
Oh, wow.
Yep, in my own family, my friends. It's really bizarre. It's almost like the truth exposing itself, you know?
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So
you're drinking water. Are you drinking water to lots of water, yes?
I have not been drinking a lot of water. I have been drinking a lot of fluid. I've been drinking Crystal Light iced tea, which, you know, they say that's equivalent to like half water, because it's really just flavored water with a little drop of caffeine, and I have to have my caffeine.
And I apologize, I haven't gotten coffee mailed out. It's like it's currently in Idaho, so
I'm gonna have to be back there.
And it's like I will get stuff mailed out to people. It's been goofy for me. That's all I can say.
Yeah. But now, I was on, I think it was 2 days ago, and Psychic Chef was on. And he wasn't hosting. I think he was just there having a visit or something. And I think it was like 4:30 in the morning where he was. When we found out what time it was where he was, it was like, oh, my God, we couldn't believe that he had called in and was on the show.
Wow. Chef, I think you're up early, aren't you? Up early, up late, and in between times naps, yes?
All over the place. I usually go to work at about 4:45 in the morning.
Right. Wow. Right. Oh, boy. So, well, my only question today is, when is my peace coming? Because I really feel, Kelly, and one more thing. A shaman gave me like an indigo ball of light in my hands.
Oh, wow.
And he did this for me because of the stuff that my sister was going through. Mm-hmm. And when he did it, he said, okay, I'm starting at your crown chakra. I'm rolling it down the side of your face and your shoulder, down your arm to your hand. And he's like, how does your hand feel? And now my hand, it didn't feel funny, but it looked blue. And I could see it like creeping up my fingers, my five fingers. It was really odd. And nothing happened for like a day. And then my sister, you know, comes in unannounced the next day, and she's really having a hard time. And I said, well, let me put my hand on your head. I said, you know, I haven't used this right hand yet on anything. Let me put my hand on your head. I put my hand on her head, and my hand started burning.
Whoa.
The sensation of heat began coming out of my hand. I could not believe it, and it was actually burning. And when I took it off of her head, I was like, feel my hand, how hot my hand is. It's actually a little hot right now just talking about it.
Wow.
Yeah, but it seems to be helping other people. You know what I mean? It's not like I could lay it on myself and
right.
He said, this is a gift. Yeah. But still, I've been sweating like crazy, having crazy dreams. I have that Vision Quest coming up in July, and I spoke to the woman the other day about it, and she said, you know, she said you have to be invited to a Vision Quest. Now I've been talking about this with them for a year, and so now I have to go to a sweat lodge. They're like, no, you have to come to a sweat lodge. What?
So you're trying to sweat it out ahead of time, right?
No, I'm so tortured. You have no idea. I'm going to die when I go to the sweat lodge. Because sweat to me is like really uncomfortable and toxic. But I am going to the sweat lodge on June 9th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, so I'm going to do that in order for me to be able to do the Vision Quest in July.
Cool.
Because that was something that, like, I was called to do, and I've actually gotten confirmation that I would be doing that. So that was really weird.
Wow.
That it wasn't like just a go. When I spoke to the woman, she said, no, you can't just go. You have to do this first.
Right. Preparation. Exactly.
Preparation. Absolutely. Yeah. And so I've been doing the work all myself, but, you know, I don't know if this is with everybody who helps others, but when I help others, it's like I sort of neglect myself. I don't get to do my own work that I need to do on myself, and it's really important to do that because when I don't do that, I drain. You know, I feel psychically drained, physically drained. I get a little bit exhausted, you know.
Wow.
But I have the tendency to take care of others' needs before my own.
We need to have a little phone chat and go through the next step of how to shield.
Yeah.
It's like wonderful for the giving, but it's like now it's time to do defense a little bit. So it's like, yeah. So that doesn't happen.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, my little barrier burned away too with that thing. With that fire.
Oh,
thing.
Did your sister ever, you guys ever get a chance to talk to your mom yet?
No, but she just brought that up yesterday, Kelly. Like I said, like something happened. Something else happened that like derailed all of it, that took precedence over everything. And it was huge. It was really big. Yeah. But that has been taken care of, and it's monumentous. I mean, it's huge.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So that took priority. It was something out of the blue, and that got taken care of. So I'm just now, like last night I went to bed at 7:30 p.m. and I slept until 10 o'clock this morning.
Whoa.
That's how exhausted I was. You know, I think I spent like 4 days with her. Excuse me?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's your question for Chef here this morning?
Okay, my question for Chef is when am I going to finish burning off this negative energy? I think I've been doing it for, and this is my own ex-husband's negative energy that somehow reappeared. I swear it's like I have to live every bad memory, and I've done it for so long. I thought I was done, and now it came back after this fiery eclipse, and it's been days and days. And I'm wondering, when is this going to be out of my body? I just keep releasing, and when I'm laying there not thinking about anything, it just creeps in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Are you feeling me, Psychic Chef?
I certainly am. I'm touching you right up. So looking enthralled.
You know what?
It's like it's creeping. It's creeping now. It's like, oh.
Insert
you gotta get rid of the creepers for it.
Here.
Oh, golly. Okay,
I got to ask you a couple things. First, your left shoulder hurt.
Well, sweet,
what
you broke up really bad. I couldn't even understand that one. Try
I know.
Again.
I'm
okay. Does your left shoulder hurt?
I can't hear him. Kelly,
I think we said reach out and do what?
Does your left shoulder hurt?
Yes, it does. My left shoulder absolutely hurts.
Cool. Got the right person.
Kelly?
My shoulder's hurting because your shoulder's hurting.
Yes, it is. It is.
I can't.
You're doing
right.
The beat of that empath moment.
Yes. So I had to make sure I got the right person because, you know, you got dozens of people floating around.
Look, you got it.
You've got about 8 months, 9 months of this. I like to say, oh, yeah, it's going to clear up straight away, but it's not. We can speed it up, though. There are certain things that you can do that are really, really quite simple that will help a lot. For starters, you need to allow yourself to take the message and not the empathy that goes with it. So it's okay to tell people, to tell guys and tell your angels and to tell yourself, you know, fine, I want this, I don't want all the emotional baggage that goes with it. This is a really simple thing you can do, but it's going to sound really hokey. Have you seen the movie Iron Man?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to meditate down. Do a really deep meditation. I want you to go walk down into a room, open the door of the room, and in the middle of the room is just a suit. It looks like Iron Man. It can look like anything you want it to do. But mm-hmm. It's a suit. It completely covers you. It's made of highly reflective gold. I want you to go in there and put the suit on. And leave it on. In your mind's eye, I want you to leave the suit on. And then when you put the suit on, you'll see a little heads-up display come up in the suit. And on that display, you put whatever you need to have. A panic button to shut everything off, then all the empathy, the messages, the whole lot. A dial to dial up the positive message, or the dial down the negative message. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know what? I do. I do, and right. I understand a lot more. Can I just interject something here?
Yeah, go for it.
Because this is what I'm hearing from him. I have gone through the grieving process. I've been divorced for over 4 years, and the divorce took 3 years. So this 8 month thing, something that's going to take like another 8 months, is telling me that there's going to be another legal battle. Something legal came up with my husband that brought this stuff back up. It has something to do with his pension and a fraudulent scam, and I am actually collecting a piece of this pension, and it's huge. So this is basically telling me that there's going to be a legal issue coming up with this, because I can't even imagine it taking 8 months. But this is like a scam that was perpetrated on Long Island, but the whole entire country knows about it. This pension scam that cost billions of dollars, and he was part of it. And because I was married to him at the time legally, and part of that pension is with me, this is what's really, really pissing me off. I mean, actually, this little part of the pension, I told my lawyer and his lawyer, I don't want it. And they put that in my paperwork, I think, to just shut me up. You understand what I'm saying? They thought that they would be able to stop me from being honest, because I was getting this little bit of money, and that would make me feel like, oh, I want this money, so I'm not going to cooperate.
I'll compromise my integrity for this. It's
absolutely.
Like, no, it's
not
worth it.
And that was never happened in the first place.
Yeah, oh, I know, and I called my husband's lawyer after 2 nights of not sleeping. I left a message on his machine at 6 in the morning saying, if I get a letter from, the FBI or whatever, because they're sending out this massive letter to every employee that ever worked there, if I get the letter when my checks come, I am definitely cooperating with them fully. And they're offering amnesty to these people, and I told him, you tell my ex-husband, that if he does not take this amnesty deal and come clean and I get this letter, I am coming clean for him, because I am not having this on my shoulders.
Good for you.
Yeah, but now that Psychic Chef is telling me this is going to be 8 months, it sounds to me like there's going to be an investigation, because
and
that's the only thing
now
that will keep this
time
coming up in my system for another 8 months.
Easily. Look, you've got one, probably two, at least two runs to the lawyers that I can see. You've got at least my legal system is different to your legal system. I always see on the TV they go on about the grand jury. I can see at least one front to the grand jury, and not detrimental to you. You've got nothing to worry about. You're going to come clean out all this, no matter what goes on. But it's going to be hokey. There's two ways about it. There's a lot of BS that's got to get through before you get rid of all this, and this is all part of it.
This is like something funky attached to me that shouldn't have been. You know what I mean? I already called the New York Times too. What?
Yeah.
I called a contact at the New York Times that had written an article. So I called him, like before I even called the lawyer, but I called him off the record. So he even has this information before I called his lawyer and before they changed this law. So I feel like I'm covered. Yeah, so if I have to go in front of a grand jury, it's going to be because of him, and I'm no longer his wife, so he's not protected under that law that we have in the States where you can't compel a wife to testify against a husband.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. 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 We have a saying here. It's called karma's a bitch.
Yep. Sure,
he's about to find out what that is. He's going to find out what it is, something chronic, that's for sure.
Okay. All right, so this Iron Man suit is a... You know what? I bet I'm going to need that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the whole really idea.
Is that what you said? It's like a gold suit.
Yeah. The idea is that. Yeah. It's solid gold. It's about an inch thick. Highly reflective. Whatever comes towards you gets reflected back tenfold.
Perfect.
Okay. The idea is not this whole hokey love and light routine, throwback love of people. No. If people throw something at you, They have to, under the universal law, understand it can come back and they have to face the consequences. I have a simple philosophy. If they throw something at me, it goes back tenfold, hundredfold, if I'm in a bad mood, a thousandfold. Because they should have made the mistake of doing it in the first place. Because remember, you're the most powerful thing in the universe. Each individual is. If somebody wants to throw something at you, it's not going to stick to the gold. It's going to go right back to them. But now, who is in control of this? The whole idea of this is to get complete protection, but two, to allow your mind to have a system that can understand, put things that you already do in place. So everybody can understand the Iron Man movie, everybody can understand the suit, but all I'm doing is telling your mind that it's okay not to pick up that information or only to take a little bit of this information or take a lot, and it allows it to functionalize and rationalize the stuff coming in. But to the normal mind, it's, oh, I've got the suit on, now my customer can listen to this, or I can listen to that, or I don't need to take all this. It gives you a control measure.
I like the whole dialing it down thing. You know, yeah, when it gets too heavy for me inside, I have that little thing on the inside where I can, push that out.
Punch the red button, turn everything off.
Yep. Okay,
and
good.
You can set it on auto. The whole idea is it's there no matter what goes on. And you can set it and have a timer set on. If you only want to have it for 6 months, it's there for 6 months. If you want to leave it there permanently, it's permanent. Whatever you want to do. I only ran this suit idea for myself for about 4 months, and then I just turned it off. So it's just however long you want to have it, it's always there. As you panic, you imagine in your mind you've got a panic button. If anything goes really badly wrong, you just go bang, and the suit reappears and it's on you.
Oh, cool.
Great. That's excellent.
That is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you
very
much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah.
That helps a lot. All righty.
Yeah,
you're going to love the sweat lodge. You really are. It's just, you wait till you see what happens when you get out of it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You're just going to light the sky up. Just watch, mate. Mark my words. Within about 3 hours of you staggering out of this sweat lodge, covered in sweat and crap, you're just gonna go, wow.
Oh my god.
Kind of hit the showers.
You're gonna smell, but it's gonna be wow.
Yeah, well, but yeah, they said you bring sweat clothes, and then they said bring other clothes to change into. I hope they do have showers there. I'm not sure about that. So do you see me taking the Vision Quest in July? Chef?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Good. Okay. So if I come out beaming, I will let you guys know first thing.
Cool.
I'll let you know how that goes. Okay. Do you have
no worries. You're not going to turn your head around and spit out PC. You'll be fine.
What?
You're not going to spin your head around and spit out PC, so you'll be fine.
No. I want to connect with some elders, and I hope I have. It sounds like I'm going to have an experience like that. I really hope it happens.
Cool.
Yep, it'll be my first time, so I'm really looking forward to it. You guys have other calls on the line,
Kelly?
Where's
it supposed to be at? I was going to say, where's it supposed to be at, Rita? What is it close to where you're at?
It's up in New Paltz, New York.
Oh, cool. Is that pretty close to where you're at?
It's about 2.5 hours north. I'm on Long Island by the South Shore. And this is by it's up along the Hudson River.
Oh, cool.
If you know where the Hudson River is? Yeah.
I'm finding on a map, yes.
Yeah, they have a really big, it's like a farm or something up there, and you do everything from the bottom up. Like, you set up the whole sweat lodge teepee thing, and you cover it with all the cloths. It's the whole entire thing is ceremonial. So you start at like 2 p.m, and you don't begin the sweat until sundown, which is at almost 8:30 or 9 p.m.
Wow! So you work.
You have to wait until the sun is down. Yep, and when you walk up, they have sage and coals, and you smudge yourself before you even enter the property.
Cool.
So the ground is all hollowed, and it's going to be just and you go up there with a gift of American Indian tobacco, native tobacco, and a hot dish. Because after the lodge, then we eat, I guess, because everybody's dehydrated as anything, right?
About. Hopefully they have lots
absolutely.
Of water, too. Cool. It's like, well, definitely let us know how that goes. It's like, and that's going to be in July. It's going to be even hotter. How wonderful.
Yep. It's going to be really hot. I know. Yep. Okay.
So,
all right, guys.
So I have to ask you a question.
What?
I have to ask you a question.
Sure. Go ahead.
You have two people standing on either side of you, a crow and a Sioux.
Really?
Cool.
A crow?
And they wanted a big knowledge before you take off. The crow is slightly... How tall are you?
I'm like 5'4¾".
Okay. The crow, because his feathers that traditionally hang to one side... So the dude that's got his feathers hanging to one side is about 5'7". The other one, he's massive. I don't normally see a Sioux so big. He's nearly 6 foot.
Wow.
And he's particularly dark, which is unusual because, the whole being in Australia, the intermination of Redskin was this sunburnt, dark-haired person. But he is particularly dark, like he's almost a really, really, really deep dark brown, which is unusual for that race. So they just wanted to be acknowledged because when you go in, this is why I'm so happy you're going to the sweat lodge, is because when you go in there, you're going to want to sit on either side. They're not happy about the smell, but they're going to go anyway.
You know what? I can't believe
cool.
you said that because do you know what they said? You know what they sent me in an email? They said that any woman on their menses cannot attend the sweat.
Right.
Because it would be very offensive to the elders.
Yep.
And now, so isn't that funny that he said about the smell that they're really sensitive? Because they acknowledged that to me in an email.
Yeah.
Because this is an all-female sweat, and, I'm beyond my menses, thank God, so I don't have to worry about timing that. Okay, so the crow and the Sioux, that's fascinating. Because I have every night I put a shaman and an American Indian elder around me. I don't know who it is. I'm told that I have Cherokee and Apache blood in my system, so I have the American Indian. I mean, if you saw a picture of me, you would know. My hair is down, It's really, really long. It's down past my butt. And I don't know what I'm going to do with my hair when I do this sweat. I'm going to have to tie it up or something, I think.
Up in a bun. Or braid it. Braid it up.
Yeah,
braid it.
Oh, yeah, braiding it, I guess, is a good idea. But okay,
also, braiding fits in with the tradition as well.
And, listen, this Crow and Sioux, I actually feel honored that they're around me. And I will acknowledge them because I didn't know that. And I'm really, really happy because I pray to them every night, you know, and I'm so drawn to nature and the ocean and the earth. And, you know, that is all from my Indian heritage. That I love all that stuff. Oh, well, I just loved this. I loved this reading. This was perfect. And,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. And thank you, Psychic Chef, because I didn't really get to talk to you the other day when you were on at 4:30 in the morning. I felt so bad for you. Because he was, like, off to work, and I'm like, ah, I can't believe that this guy is online that early.
Yeah,
early to
I've
bed.
Been going to work at that time for 25 years. So I've got to say, it's got knobs on it.
What time do you go to bed at night?
Oh, I go to bed about 11:30.
Oh, so you don't really sleep that many hours. You don't need too much sleep. Good for you.
I don't need a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
And when I sleep, it's too busy anyway.
Yeah, I know. I have busy sleeps too. Okay. All right, guys.
Well, thank you for calling in and keeping us updated, and I'll get with you in a little bit here.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
bye, guys.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye,
all
Rita.
All right. Oh, go ahead. And we have
yeah,
one more caller.
I'd almost forgotten that I'd done that. Oh, come on. Victim, I need more blood.
We have area code 561. Good morning. You're on live with us here with Psychic Chef and Casey Birthcards. Who are we talking
to? Hello, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lisa from Florida.
Lisa.
How are you?
Pretty good. Well, let's see. What I do, I need your birth, you know, your month, day, year, and Psychic Chef doesn't need that. So it's like if I can look your stuff up, it's like I can look some stuff up, and he can be reading you in the meantime.
My birthday is March 7th, 1962.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll get going on that. And what's your question for us this morning?
I am looking for work, and I just wanted to see what you felt about my money situation turning around soon.
Okay. All righty. Do you need any other info on her, Chef, there? Are you getting anything with her?
No, I'm just giving a good old tap right now.
Okay.
It's Twilight Zone music here.
what I can tell her right off the bat here is you are a three of spades. Your birth card is a three of spades, and your planetary ruler is a seven of spades, and that needs to not go off. Thank you. Golly. And threes. Let's see. I know the sevens are the cards of faith. It's like, you know, having faith in things. But it's also one of the life lessons that you're here to learn, which can be sometimes problematical, but the threes gives you a lot of indecision with things, you know, if you're not careful how to handle that one. But the three of spades person is also called the artist card. And it's like you have you have opportunity for great success if you're willing to work for it. You have a heavier load than most, and that's indicated by this position you have in the Saturn line. But if you work hard, you receive the blessing of being in the Jupiter column. Your Six of Diamonds karma card tells us there is karmic debt to pay on a financial or value basis. Often you're associated with Six of Diamonds people who are the collector of those debts, you know, from previous type lives. Three of Spades can represent indecision about work or health. Three of Spades people, you need to watch your health really carefully. The more you worry about your health, the worse your condition gets. So you have a responsibility to watch your thoughts, watch your feelings as they relate to your health matters. And on the flip side, with such a strong creative urge, you can also spread yourself too thin and get really stressed out at times. And sometimes the threes give us either one of two things. It's like if you keep it focused in the positive, you have that major creative energy. If you let it deteriorate, you can be stressed and worried and indecisive about things and be kind of like the hamster on the wheel, like, you know, going nowhere. You have a Queen of Spades with the Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter. It gives you the opportunity for great business success through mastery of your inner values. It can be some of the best avenues for satisfaction in your life if you just get clear about what's important to you in life. Everything you need will come to you, but it's like, be clear about what you want. And it's like, and the hardest part when you're looking for work and when you're looking for money is being positive about it, because you kind of go, oh man, here's, you know, I'm stuck where I'm at. One of the things I always tell people is like, if you have not seen either the DVD called The Secret or read the book by Rhonda Byrne, read that, look at it, and it's like, and it kind of, they kind of give you some tips for, you know, how to, eliminate the negative, you know, accentuate the positive. So it's like, and that's really what you need to focus on is kind of like writing those letters to yourself and going, okay, I need to be positive about what I'm doing and not just kind of faking it, or sometimes they say fake it till you make it, but it's like, make sure you get a hold of those and kind of look from that. Being a three, you have this huge amount of creativity, again, but it's sometimes you tend to tell only, I'll say, half the truth, okay? Sometimes to make things easier as things go. It's like, you will get nailed karmically for doing that. It's like, you're not one of the cards that can get away with that. Let's see, you have a Jack of Clubs in your Saturn position, and you will meet with disappointment or problems if you stray from, you know, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, okay? So only the path of highest integrity and willingness to put forth that honest work is going to bring you the success you want. And most, you know, and some of the threes, the three of spades people, some of them are the most successful artists in the world. So it's like, I'm not sure if you have any artistic talent or bent that way or whatever, but that would be, you know, your creativity is really high for you. Let's see. Your seven of spades is your planetary ruler. Gives strength to your personality, gives you a certain amount of good fortune, especially in the areas of home and family. You might have a blessed marriage or relationship, or just, you know, many good things come from your parents. But again, those health concerns play a major role in your life, and you might be a little accident prone if you know Archie, the Archie comics, and a little bit accident there. Seven of Spades encourages us to have faith in life in spite of whatever circumstances we might find ourselves in. In that regard, you're going to be really tested, and this is one of those testing times you're going through. But just remember, it's not God who brings the test, it's the other side, okay? You're probably attracted to people of intelligence and wit, and with a bit of luck, you know, you could marry one of them. Financial security is something that only comes through hard work, and it's like the spades, if you think of the person with, you know, a garden spade in their hand, and I'm not talking the motorized stuff, I'm talking, you know, out there really working it in the summertime sun. It's like that kind of thing. So that's all I got for you this morning, and it's like, chef, take her away.
Oh, wow. I was enjoying that.
That was a lot of information.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you really want to do?
Well, I go to school at night. I'm pursuing a degree, but I still have another year to go before I'm finished.
A degree what, though?
Huh?
What do you really want to do?
I want to get a job that's related to what I'm going to school for, you know, something in the medical
field.
Yeah,
what's the job? Be specific. What's the job?
In the medical field, either in the hospital or in a doctor's office.
Okay, what as? What is it you really want to do?
In the administrative.
Say again, please.
I mean, I would really love my own business.
Okay, doing what?
I don't know, some sort of capacity helping people. Related to maybe what I'm going to school for, in the medical field.
Okay. The reason I push you to find out why is because everything that you said in voice so far has been hesitant, which tells me that you don't truly believe yet what you want to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So without belief, we can't have things that fall into place to cause an action forward. You want to do this, you have to believe it. So there's a couple of things I want you to do straight off. I want you to sit down with a piece of paper and write all the BS stops now. Write down all the things that are giving you the shits. I'm talking about trying to find work, doing your studies, the hokey boyfriends you had, like the one last year. All the things that really just tick you off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I want you to pick it up, scrunch it up, walk over to the bin, throw it in a bin, and go, you know what? That's the end of that. Because for starters, we need to give you a physical representation of your mind to allow you to move forward. And that's what that's about. Don't want to know about this stuff? Show it a bit. It's now just, it's history. It's stuff you don't need to worry about. Everything that Kelly said was right on the button. Look, you're just finishing a cycle. You ran about, usually people only run about 9 years on this cycle. You ran nearly 10, which is unusual for the sort of things that I could see coming towards me. But that's the end of all that. You've got about another, if I was to be a betting man, say 12 months of semi-non-constructive BS that you're still going to have to do, little humps, little speed humps in the car park. Things go along, pop, things go along, pop, but nothing serious because all that's finished. You're going to find the job you want because as soon as you start believing it, it will happen. You need to ask your guides and your angels to give you the resources and the people to allow you to achieve what you want to achieve. Your guides sit on the sideline, they watch telly, they read books, they drink coffee because you don't use it. And I don't want to have to do what you did the last person, make you lean your head forward so you can smack yourself across the back of the head for not taking care of it. There's a job for you coming, part-time. I'll hazard a guess. They show me the number 3, so it's 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. I would say somewhere between 3 days and 3 weeks. It's kind of like part-time casual. It's stuff that you can do that will just fit in a little bit with what you're doing, but it will lead to something else. Not necessarily because of that job will lead to something else, but there's something coming after that job that you'll apply for that'll fit better in with your studies and everything else you do. It's got nothing to do with what you would normally do as a job. It's got something to do with, what is that, gang? It doesn't make any sense. They're showing me flowers, and if I would say anything, it would be a funeral home, but it's not. It's kind of like a meeting place, and there's flowers all around. And like, it could be like a reception center, or it could even be a mall. You could be walking past a florist in the mall, but it's got something to do with there's lots of people. And it's going to suit you because the person that's going to employ you is a lot more understanding because they've been down the same path that you have. So that's that part of it. Who are you in a relationship?
I got out of one about a month ago, and he called me a few days ago, and I was having a really bad day, and I told him I had to go because he was complaining about his new girlfriend, and I didn't want to hear it. So I thought he wanted to get back with me, and I didn't want to hear his subs. I mean, what's going on with him?
One of the whinging bitch, and you were it. Loser. What a loser. Okay, here's what I want you to understand. You got a relationship coming. It's a little way away at the moment, but it's coming. And the guy, he's just going to make you absolutely sore. A little way away, let me get this in a better context for you. It's between now, but I'll probably say probably the end of the year. No more than about 2 years away from then. Where you'll feel the point of intimacy, where you'll feel like the relationship's working out and everything's good and everything's falling into place. So it's a bit of a long timeline in relation to where it's going to start, but don't be worried about that. It's because all your focus is going to be on finishing what you started that doesn't need to start yet. But written on your hand in stone, and I can see your hand, your right hand written in stone, you're going to have this relationship. It's going to happen regardless.
Where am I going to meet him?
I have no bloody idea at all.
Oh,
all I
okay.
can tell you is that you're going to meet him because they're not giving it. Sometimes they give me information like a CD. Oh, yeah, but no, not this time. All they're telling me is that he's worth the wait.
Oh, really? And you think it might come by the end of June?
Yeah, roughly. You'll start. You know, there's a sequence here that they've still got to finish off. And no, I think it'd be more like the end of this year. June might be the start of that. It's hard to explain to you.
I think I might meet him.
I think you'll have first eye contact in June. But I don't think you're actually going to start anything until much later in the year.
And what about this other guy? Is he going to leave me alone?
Until you tell him to piss off, no, he's not going to. You're kind of like, he'll end up trying to turn you into like agony aunt. You know, let's ring such and such so I can have a whinge and bitch about every single girl I've ever got. He hasn't let go, but he needs to let go, and you need to kick him to the curb.
What the hell's his problem?
He's immature. I'm actually surprised you even dated him in the first place. The guy has the brain capacity of a nanit. I bet you he couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah, he's a moron. I mean, I must have been in another world when I went out with him.
Well, no, really, what happened, you know, you're at that point in your time when you needed some form of comfort, and he said the right things, he made the right moves, said, you know, it's the way it goes. But it's all a learning curve. Everything that you've done right up to this point in your life, everything has allowed you to get to this point in your life. And all the lessons that you learned and all that sort of stuff is such valuable information. And all you have to do is think about it. Don't think about it as historically. Think about it as, oh, you know, when these things come up, I can just refer back to that and go, no, I don't need to do that sort of thing.
Because I'm trying to get some money from my ex-husband. It's like pulling teeth. Because I desperately need a little help here, but he's just giving me such a hard time because he helped me out last month and he doesn't want to help me again.
Ex-husbands are always a pain in the ass. I would like to say it's all going to be rosy and sweet and you're going to get the money, but to be honest, I don't really think I think you're going to still have to try a lot harder to get it out of him.
My God, never asked this guy for anything. The 10 years with divorce, and you would think I was asking him for $1 million.
We have 90 seconds.
Yep. Okay, mm-hmm. So we're going to have to finish.
Okay, thank you.
My absolute pleasure.
What's that?
Sorry, I waffle on.
Yeah. I was like, alrighty, yep, she dropped off before I even got to tell her. It's like, you know, click follow and come back again, darn. All right, though. I was going to say, you know, oh, 60 seconds. I love these NASA countdown moments, too, Wes. I'm going to say, Chef, do you do personal readings and like Reiki work and that kind of stuff? I'll say on the side. It's like, you know, do you have some place that people can contact you if they want to?
If they go to my website, which is www.psychic-chef.com, all I got to do is leave me some information there. And they can contact me through there, and I can do whatever they need, find what they need to do, and see what I can do.
Cool. All righty. Sounds good. And like I say, you kind of were burbling there this morning when I was kind of asking, it's like, how are your knees doing? 10 seconds, shoot.
They're not too bad at the moment. I spend my 2 days off, so I don't do much, so that when I work for the other 40 hours, they're fine.
Yeah, alrighty.
Or fine-ish.
Alrighty. Well, I will, there's my chipmunks going off too. It's like Yahoo. Yeah, we got like we got less than 10 seconds anyway. All right, well, thank you for being on with us, and it's like, oh, look forward to another Monday morning.
My absolute pleasure.
This has been fun, so take care and have a good day.
We're
actually
okay,
in
bye
your
bye.
Case, evening.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, thank you guys all for coming. And yes, Aditi here. They're kicking us off. All right.